What's the date today?
Four.
What?
Four.
May the fourth be with you.
Yep. Got it. Ready?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
April 4th, the rundown. The big news, I was out to dinner. So our boy Cruz is out of the election. It's all Trump. And then Cruz, in just a very Cruz fashion, when he's eliminated, so he elbows his wife and like punches her in the face, all within the span of 1 second. An all-time clip, and this is coming off the heels, obviously, of when he got too slowed. I also saw a clip I posted after in which he was trying to rationalize with a Trump supporter, and everything they said, he just kind of yelled, "Lion Ted," like back at this guy. Trump's going to be president. Anybody who doesn't think that's an idiot, you see all the political people. Because Hillary Clinton is not going to realize that she's in a gutter war. I gave her the best advice. She's going to nickname him and do the same thing to him that he's going to do to her. But I don't think Trump can be stopped. Big Cat, what do you got?
The only thing I disagree with when you say Hillary Clinton like can't get in a gutter war, the Clintons are basically like House of Cards. They'll murder someone to get to the presidency. I mean, that's... They'll lie, cheat, do whatever they want to get there. So I know that Trump is like in a gutter war on Twitter, but I feel like the Clintons will do real life shit that will get them to the White House that you're kind of missing on that one. Trump did name her Crooked Hillary, which is pretty funny. And I still do think that the too slow, I know it's simplistic and I know there's delegates and all that shit, but the moment Cruz got too slowed on his handshake, he was like, "I can't do this anymore." He could technically still be in the race this morning, but he's like, once you get that moment on you, it's over.
KFC?
The elbow and punch was perfect. It was so symbolic of Ted Cruz. He's been so awkward and weird and socially a social misfit the whole time that the moment he finally is done, he punches his own wife in the face. And even her look, I think she was like sick of Ted Cruz at that point. Like, come on, fucking Ted, are you serious? It was that fitting. Go ahead, Dan.
He looks like a person who, like, he's read a book on how to be a human being every single morning, and then he goes out and tries to do it, and it just always fails.
Oh,
it's like, shit, tomorrow I'm going to learn how to hug someone without fucking giving my wife a forearm shiver.
The only two people who look worse than Lion Ted is Carly Fiorina, who I would kill everybody who's in my inner circle to be like, yes, I'm going to accept the vice presidency. I'm going to fall down when I announce Ted Cruz, and then it's going to be over in 24 hours. You can't look worse. And the other guy is Ted Kasich. How you don't withdraw first? Like, he just withdrew, and it's the most anti-climate. Like, you don't even have to withdraw if you're Kasich. You just stop showing up. Like, why withdraw? Like, why do you have to announce? Just stop campaigning. Like, who cares?
He finished fourth in a two-man race. Like, I don't know how it's possible. And Fiorina, you're right. She basically took a helicopter to the sinking Titanic, and like everyone's getting off the boat and she's like rappelling down. Like, here I am. I'm going to be on this boat for the next 6 days. Unbelievable move by her.
Dave, I think the problem with Hillary is she can't match Trump at this game.
Right.
She can do behind the scenes shit. But if she thinks she's going to be like, I'm going to give you funny nicknames on Twitter,
I agree with you, Kevin. Like, Dave, your advice is wrong. Hillary shouldn't go to the gutter because she'll end up looking more awkward.
Hillary
can't do anything without it becoming contrived. So if they're like, hey, Hillary, you really got to bust his balls, it's going to be a disaster.
No, it's not bust the balls. She should call him something like racist Donnie, though, literally every single time she mentions it until it's beat in. And people are like, is like the Lion Ted thing? I really don't know if he was a liar or not, but he is a liar because Trump made it stick. He makes everything stick.
Did you see yesterday? He basically implied that Cruz's dad killed JFK. And like now that's the thing.
Yeah, right. That's people are like, and then you have his supporters being like, "Oh, Lion Ted." So he's got to do it. Next up, Eric Stryker. So he gave this speech from Oklahoma. He was not drafted. It was an inspirational speech.
This is what we're here to celebrate. And I'm going to get my shot, drafted or not. And you know how I've been through my whole life. I had to prove it. When at Arnwood, when Bowie got hurt, I came in. Did I let it go? Never let it go. I went to Armwood. I mean, I went to college. Coach Mike can't believe me. I proved myself. But I'm so happy that all y'all came to share this with me.
Kevin, I saw pre-show you squawking with Dan, being like, I don't know why Dave put this on the show. I put this on the show because this is a Carly Fiorino moment to me. If you're going to have like 50 to 75 people in your living room, you have to know you're getting drafted. I don't care what the speech is, how good emotional it is. You have 75 people there. It can't get more awkward. I don't care what you say. And again, I would fire slash murder everybody in my circle who's like, yeah, we're going to get the gang together. Somebody has to be like, there's a 75% chance, dude, you're not getting drafted. Because then you end up in this situation where it just stinks. There was the, did you guys see the Clemson guy who worked in the Groves? It was actually awesome. SportsCenter did a little piece on it, and his like family, it was a little strange. He's still picking oranges, like the hardest job in the world, and 1,000-degree heat, his whole family's doing it. But he did the same thing. He had the whole family there, and he didn't get drafted day one and had to give this speech. And there was this little dorky white guy. I would have choked his fucking lights out, his agent, be like, bro, if I, 100% you need to know what's happening if you invite people in the living room. That's my whole point, KFC. That's why I put it on
here. That makes sense. I thought we were just going to talk about how it was like an inspirational speech and we like wish the guy the best of luck. I knew there had to be some sort of angle because it didn't fit. And I agree with you, especially in the NFL, there's 1,000 rounds. Like, you got to know if you're going to be in getting picked. I agree.
But with everything you just said, Dave, he did turn it around into a positive because SportsCenter fucking eats this shit up. So he knew that, like, if he gives this speech on Instagram, someone will give him a tryout.
I don't even know that he was meaning to it. I mean, the Bills, your Buffalo Bills, Danny, they take up anybody. They take up Gronkowski's brother. They took this guy. If you stink and don't get drafted, it's very Rex Ryan. It's like he loses track of kind of playing football, and he's just, like, getting guys for stories, bullies. So, yeah, if you didn't get drafted and you have some sort of – heartfelt story, just go to Buffalo. They'll sign you as a free agent. They'll have a million free agents run around. Pats will beat him by 50.
Rex Ryan will make that guy a captain for a game one day. He'll be out. Right. That's what's going to happen.
That's what he'll do. Draymond Green, he froze.
The team.
a lot of ups and downs. A lot of ups and downs this year. But it's been a heck of a ride, to be honest. I really can't complain. I was kind of... I was a little down. I found out I was injured and I had to have surgery again, with another knee.
Big Cat, he froze in his post game press conference twice, actually.
Love the freeze move. It was an all time freeze too. If you can freeze for like 15 seconds and not blink and just kind of stand there, I'm sure that everyone felt awkward in the room except Draymond. That's how you assert some dominance. I love Draymond Green, by the way. He's so much fun to watch. And as much as I kind of hate how the whole internet sucks Steph Curry's dick nonstop and like pretend like if he tweaks his ankle, everyone pretends that someone died. The Warriors, you can't hate how fun the Warriors are to watch play basketball.
KFC?
I don't even think he was breathing. I was checking for breathing at one point to see if there was any motion at all. Dan, you were the previous freeze face, champion of the world. But Draymond came in and stole it from you. I want to know what's going through your mind when you zone out that much, though. I mean, he was deep. He went somewhere deep.
You just shut it down. You shut it down.
He actually did it twice. Like, he did it. Oh. We're going to start selling these, too.
Dude, you are so scatterbrained.
Dan, Dave, are you recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Free Brady. I like these. Somebody sent me these to these.
How did that pop in your head just then?
Because, Dan, when you – my brain fires on like a million different levels, and that's what it does. I have a lot of things on my mind, and one of them is pushing great merch. Where did my list go?
Name, it's over. As soon as you hear like Dan, Kevin, it's like, oh, I don't want to hear anything.
Forget it. Sorry, Mom.
What were we talking about beforehand?
Who knows?
I don't know. I'm the host of the show.
You said something that triggered Brady in my mind.
No, that was that's what I was asking. I wanted to crawl into the mind, the big brain of Dave Portnoy, and figure out how we got.
There was something like, that was dots. Said. That
I said he was deep Brady. In thought.
Low mate guy at the
zone out. Shut it down.
lo mein guy at the Warriors game. Eating lo mein front row. It's a slow day. But so lo mein guy makes it onto the list. What do you got on lo mein guy, KFC?
Lo mein, that it, the food doesn't surprise me. Nowadays, you can get every sort of gourmet food. But the fact that he had the Chinese carton is outrageous. I mean, I guess they're selling that. John made a good point. I feel like there's an equal amount of chance that this guy like snuck the whole carton in. Because I can't imagine the concessions they're giving out, the actual Chinese food boxes. Either way, we've spiraled out of control as a society with food at games. We need to like press the reset button and get back to basics because this shit's getting wacky, man.
Dan?
I disagree on that one. I think if they're selling cartons of Chinese food, that's fantastic. I'd buy a carton of Chinese food at a game.
I mean, I want Chinese food, but they're just time and a place. I don't know.
Lo mein's just a tough thing to eat.
Lo mein, I would maybe not, but like if they were selling like chicken fried rice at a Cubs game, maybe on a cold day, I'd maybe eat a little bit.
Thing
you
to eat.
Be out in the bleachers with a fucking thing.
Maybe.
And
I don't know. Just give me everything. Give me every option.
And let me tell you something. Nobody loves lo mein more than me. I am a 2 to 3x what I know I'm going to consume a lo mein, so I have it for 2 to 3 days beyond the original eating thing. Nobody. I'll go to war for lo mein. Lo mein is top five things that I like. If you put me in deserted island, obviously pizza's coming with me, and lo mein is right there, popcorn. So I'm all about lo mein there, but I'll eat it any time, any place, except for the game. I don't like game atmosphere.
I've been doing the Saturday like noon big Chinese food order so that it's just grazing for the next 48 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's the veteran.
One giant meal, yeah.
Yeah, and Monday. I get all the way to Monday sometimes.
Also, I think there's a new thing in the lo mein world. If you get lo mein in one of those cartons, like takeout, it's generally not good. That's what I'm I'm seeing that lo mein, the higher-end lo mein, is now coming in like Tupperware.
Yeah, right, with the clear top.
Yes, that if you're getting the lo mein still in the white, I put it right in the trash. Next up, last one we have is Kanye fired his security guard. By the way, I do have a call in 8 minutes. It's with the Aruba people for that poker tournament, because if Nate thinks I'm not going to go there and fucking beat him at his own game and live blog it and show everyone how it's done, he's fucking dumber than I think. So at 2 o'clock, I have that coming up. So we got to hustle. Kanye fires the security guard for talking to Kim. He's the security guard came out and was like, I wasn't flirting. I have 3 kids happily married. To me, that means you're automatically flirting. And I'm 1,000% behind Kanye here. Big Cat.
This is just like not to like say that Kanye is a king, but this is a king move where you just kill a random person just to keep everyone else in line. That this should happen more often. You just fire someone for no reason. You're like, you're gone. And then everyone else gets scared for the rest, you know, for the next few months.
That may be a metaphor that I should take more seriously. Big Cat, I mean, KFC.
I didn't mean it like that. That's going to start like a whole thing.
No, I actually think there's a lot of sense to that. I threaten a lot of people who deserve to be fired, but I haven't yet.
Oh, you don't fire. You're not a firer.
You're not a firer.
You're the worst firer in the world.
You're such a bad firer that when you decided to fire Hank, of all people, it didn't even stick. Hank just coming back.
Dave is such a bad fire that when he fired J-Mac, he said, what took you so long?
Yeah. Everyone says I'm an asshole. I had this huge heart of gold, and it's just people take advantage of my good-naturedness 24-7 because I feel loyalty to a fault, so I let people get away with murder around here. KFC, Kanye?
He's so insecure. I mean, I get it. It's a power move. It's just like a king move, but it's like, dude, you're supposed to be – there's some hotshot fucking iconic rapper artist. You should be confident that your wife wants you instead of the fucking security guard, you know?
Yeah, but it's primal, Kevin. The security guard's probably jacked and a big dude. Kanye is like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, he's rich, famous, but he doesn't fuck.
And Kanye has to have in the back of his head, like, my wife is a porn actress. Right. Yeah. So that's you let her more than like 10 feet away from you and she could be sucking a dick right away.
Yep. So that's the rundown. Anything else that we got? We got a little after show. Any questions? Any scuttlebutt?
How are you feeling? I feel like you're a little... Are you getting yelled at? I feel like you're getting yelled at.
By who?
By Chernin, Kearns.
No.
Everything rash has been felt like Like, you actually finally have a boss, so you know what it feels like for us. You haven't had a boss in like 10 years.
No, I'm still the king around here. They love every move that, yeah, no, I am, Kevin. They still love the moves I'm making. I had my phone ringing off the hook from executives all throughout the country being like, that's how you handle your business. Like, the peons don't get it. You from what I was running around meetings all day yesterday, you're the one retracting it, like issuing apologies to Nate.
Well, I said I was sorry for gang. I mean, I should let you be the dick to Nate. You're the boss, and I apologize for ganging up on Nate. I said my point is still the same point. I didn't retract my point. I just did a shitty job of saying it, and I felt bad for how
I. What is Clancy doing?
I got hot dogs delivered. Day baseball. I had my hot dogs come.
You got hot dogs delivered?
Yeah, papaya dog delivered. It's unbelievable.
Dave, I just never have, like, you did the conference call last week. They're like, out of nowhere, we got to do a conference call, talk about everything. That felt like you got yelled at.
No, I didn't get yelled at, Dan. I'm trying to take this thing to the top. I'm trying to make things happen. I get this guy eating fucking hot dogs from papaya dogs like some fucking poor person in the middle of a show. For Christ's sakes.
When day baseball's on, I order hot dogs. It's like a thing of mine.
A thing of his. I like that. I need to start doing that. I've been trying to lose a few LBs, though.
Who delivers you hot dogs?
Papaya dog. Best hot dogs in the world.
Is it still good when it's delivered? I feel like a hot dog when it gets in the Tupperware and it gets the – when you get that ecosystem where it's raining on the hot dog.
They just do a little tinfoil, and they come out good. I mean, it's not, like, fantastic.
Maybe pop them in the oven. See how that goes.
That's fucking gross. Get back to me. You know what I had for lunch? A turkey sandwich, no condiments. Keep it healthy so the brain's firing.
You know what I had for lunch? Coffee. For closers. I'm not eating. Trying to get fit.
All right. Buy this shit. Free Brady. These scarves. You can wear them in the summer. You wear them in the games. You choke people with them.
Buy the Bills Mafia stuff.
Listen
to Richie Incognito.
He
was great. He's a stoolie. Surprise, surprise.
Good. And Frady's. So yes. I'm going to Boston tomorrow. I'm going to be hosting the Lansdowne Pub. Pines for Pete. It's in Chicago and New York as well, right?
Declan's in Old Town. I think it's 7 o'clock. I'll blog it again tomorrow. Declan's in Old Town. We'll be there.
Ainsworth, 26th and 6th, 7 o'clock.
I think I met the owner of the Ainsworth the other day. I was having another, like, power meeting. He introduced himself. He's like, yo, I dated Rihanna. I was like, what? Who introduced himself?
Well,
how are you doing in all these power meetings? Quickly, we got like 2 minutes. How are all the power meetings? Like, give yourself a grade on power meetings.
Honestly, people walking out of these meetings and they're just like, that guy's spectacular.
That's probably not true.
They're literally like, I murder in meetings. People come out there like, this guy, how do I hitch my wagon to this guy? I just sat with the superstar. That's how they think, Dan.
Right. That's like what you thought a couple years ago when you went out to LA and HBO and Comedy Central. You murdered those, right?
People are a little bit different, Kevin.
They're a little bit.
And by the way, you were out there this time too in United Talent or whatever they are. They haven't even thought about removing the thumb from their ass yet.
Yeah, what's going on? Do we need to send another shot? You need to write a blog to them. United Talent agents need to fucking step up. Start repping us. I don't even know. Do they even know, like, that they rep us?
I know they don't.
It's some fucking schmuck sitting in like the basement of there with a bunch of cardboard boxes around him, and he's our agent. He's the Barstool agent, and the phone, like, he doesn't even have a phone plugged in.
Definitely gave us their like C squad for sure, for sure.
We're gonna be on TV soon, boys. Just another like 2 to 3 years, we'll all be dead by then. That's kind of a soccer thing, huh, Dave?
Dave.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it up. Thank
you. You're trying to get it right side up.
I can't even see him. What's he doing? I don't even know.
He couldn't figure out how to get it so it read the correct way, Free Brady. It was like he couldn't figure out how to do it in a mirror. He's the guy who writes the thing backwards in a mirror. And it's just he's not rattled though.
No, he's sharp as a whip, man. Can I go eat my hot dogs? Are we done here?
Yes.